Tezainir, 21st of May, we're on page Kufyud. Really talking about a very high level of Bitachon, which, as Zevulba puts it, is what Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Gedolei Olam, functioned at. And he spoke about how things start as Emuna and then turn into Yediyah, and then the next level is Emuna. And then that turns into Yediyah, and so on, climbing the ladder. He said it's actually a sod. How it works is a sod. Is it the person was elevated? Is it that something from the higher realm came down to him? Is it both? We don't know. But the person operates with emuna in the things he can't grasp. Eventually he gets clarity in them, and he uses the term, it's gulwi belev. It becomes revealed in his heart. Things that he used to take on faith, he now knows. Ein lanu, fourth line in Kuf Yud. Ein lanu musug mechizuk emuna zu behirusa. We don't have a concept of this type of strength of emuna and its clarity. Asher einena od emuna b'muvan shalanu el advekus, which is not really emuna in our understanding, but it's advekus, it's clinging to Hashem. Nitva al daka. A person who has reached it is held accountable for the slightest slipping, for the smallest of the small. He's referencing it. He just referred to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yan Loha Imantim Bilakti Shaini. What was the chait? We don't even know. Hamaral Kosav, Kipa Emuna b'madregas Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom. Ain od mokum lespalus shalkas. He's referring to that chait. At the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no longer a place for being moved at all from anger. Ki emuna kazos mevi'a lidei shira v'simcha. Because emuna like this brings a person to shira and simcha, a constant state. He's right in the presence of Hashem. He can't really get upset. When Moshe Rabbeinu, who is described as the Chol Beis Neeman, who is angered, he's held accountable for it. Again, I'm just reading what he writes. I'm not familiar. That's the Maral and Gurus Hashem, which is the Maral's whole Sefer on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And apparently, that's the way he explains it. Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset a few times. But at least with this one, he says he wasn't supposed to get angry. He's in a constant state of closeness to Hashem, and whatever happens, he's in a state of simcha. Zoya MS, this is the truth. Misha Zocha la Torah, person who is Zocha la Torah, Eino Chai Od Behelem Behester. He does not live anymore in a place of hiddenness. A person who is in a cellar in darkness, in deep darkness, has to believe that right now the sun is shining. He's locked up in a cellar somewhere, and he only sees darkness, but he believes that out there it's light. But haroes hashemesh b'moreinav, a person who sees the sun with his eyes, yodeh shuviyam, he knows it's day. It's not a matter of faith. He sees it. HaTorah Atzma Hi Or Hashem. The Torah itself is the light of Hashem. Ve'azocha LaTorah, a person who merits Torah. He's not talking about a person who merited to learn a page of Gemara. He means a person who really communes with the Torah. A person who, the Torah is a part of him. Roe Sa'ar. He sees the light. Eino Tzarech Elo Hizdabek Elov Shaloi A Yerid Od Lamartif. And all he has to do is cling to it so that he doesn't go down to the Lamartif anymore. So just to remain in that state of illumination. I remember when Rav Zelig Epstein once spoke on Shimon Shkrop's Yortzeit, his grandfather in law. And he said he can't tell you unique stories about Rav Shimon Shkrop. The stories you'll hear about him, you'll hear about other people. He said, but the story you'll hear about him, the Torah made him that way. It all came from Torah. A person's really Zocha the Torah, so everything else is with clarity, with midos. As he makes a subtle point here at the end, in the third section of Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah basically goes through mitzvos. In some ways, it's the least musar-like section of the Sefer. It's almost more of a Sefer on mitzvos. He goes through all the mitzvos we have and categorizes them. So, in that third section, which is a big section of Shari Tshuva, he counts 10 levels, the highest 10 levels of mitzvos asay. He's actually showing how mitzvos asay are so important, because look at the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit that come to us by way of positive mitzvos. I think he mentions Bechira and other things. The Eino Mazkir Klal Malas HaEmuna. He doesn't mention Emuna. He mentions different very important traits, concepts, and he doesn't mention Emuna. Rak Milas Hisbonin Begadlus Begadulas Hashem Shenemer Viadate Yemashivosu Levecha Ki Hashem Ulakim. Just he mentions the Milah of contemplating the greatness of Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Voschanan. You'll know today, and you'll bring it to your heart, that Hashem is God. So he means it as a Ha'ara. Why does he not mention Emunah? So I think what he means to say is that he holds as something that includes more than Emunah. Zohi Torah. Begeder Yom. That's Torah. That's within the definition of like daylight, illumination. Hakol Golu Yubarur. Everything is revealed and clear. Ve'ein lanu el lizbonin begadlusi yisparach liknos lizbonin ozos kemayla atzmis. We have to contemplate Hashem's greatness and acquire this contemplation as an essential maila, mida. Ad shenagia bazela maila ha'ayona maila sadvekus shenemru vo sidbak. Until we reach the highest level, which he also counts there, which is dvekus, as the pasuk says of vo sidbak. It seems like he's saying that Rabbeinu Yonah views Emunah almost as a transient state of being. Emunah is what you utilize when you don't have clarity yet.
But it
leads you to there. Right. It leads a person to Yediyah, which leads him to Dvekus. And it seems to be why he doesn't count it. A little hard to understand, but that's what he means. All right, a lot to think about in that section. Turning Emunah into Yediyah.
Emunah is like a mechanism to get there.
Right. It's a means, it doesn't make it as an end.
And it's
like a foundation that Rush depends on.
Right. Okay, let's see. This is already the next section. So first he just takes us through definition of words and brachos, which is very worthwhile in its own right. Baruch, Atahu Makar Kol Ribu HaBrachas V'Ashbos. When you say Baruch, it means you, Hashem, are the source of all abundance. The abundance of brachos and Ashbos are hard to translate. Ashba means influence, but Shefa means bounty. So it means something that would like bring about bounty in our world. He says, Baruch al Mishkal Rachum Chanun Kadosh. The first part was quoting the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis. It's a famous source. Nefesh HaChaim tells us what Baruch means, based on a Rajba, I believe. And the Avodrom was a Rishon, who commented a lot of what we know about the Siddur and Tfilos that we have from the Avodrom, Rabbi David Avodrom. And he says Baruch is similar to Rachum Chanun Kadosh, or it's a kinui of Hashem, merciful, favorable, holy, blessed. It's like an adjective, rather than like I think some people think of Baruch as like you give somebody a bracha. So when you say Baruch to Hashem, the Avodrom says you're not giving Hashem a bracha, you're making a statement of what he is, or a statement about one of his midos, blessed. Like merciful. Next, Ata Ponim El Hashem B'Lashon Nochach. We turn to Hashem in second person. In the sermon, we talk about Lashon Nochach and Lashon Nister. Nister means hidden, the way you speak about somebody who's not here. He, she, third person. Nochach means opposite. It's what the way you talk when you're Nochach. Right, so when we say Ata, it's an amazing thing. We're not speaking about him as a distant or something above us. We're actually addressing him directly. Yeah, Rav Hirsch says that that's why we fall over at our Torah, because it's like an overwhelming thing to do. I'm talking one to one to Hashem. Ba'olam u'mizgala yemaisav. In the world, he is revealed through his actions. Verotze lios kosher elenu. And he wants to be connected to us. I mean, it's an amazing thing to contemplate, speaking to the infinite creator of heaven and earth, like you speak to a person, you know, Atah. But much as he's way above us, he does reveal himself through his Maisim, and wants us to have a connection to him. Lachain anu ponim elav yisparach, ponim el ponim. Therefore we turn to him face to face. No remote. Very awesome. You say the Shem Hashem. Hashem kechivasa hu hayahova v'yia. Yudke vavke, the name as it's written, was, is, will be. Hamahaves akol v'chol olamas b'teil l'fanav. He makes everything exist, all of the worlds are nothing next to him. Umamash akol ka'ayin negda, everything is like nothing. Kavon azos kolel isbatlus gemur l'fanav isbarach. This kavana, the name Hashem, includes within it a total hisbathless, total negation before him. Hamamale kol almin, which he fills all the worlds. The hiamuka mode, it's a very deep meaning. The rak pasuk rishon shel kriya shma chayav lachav gam osa. This is a discussion in poskim, but he says the only time we have to think that intent is in the first pasuk of kriya shma. But Hashem ki kriyasa, we don't pronounce yud kei vav kei, we pronounce adnos. The way it's read, Adon Kol, the Gam Kavana Zos, the Achtus Hagamura Shakol Nivram Avodov, Mea Elyon Shem Nivram Arapocha Shabachusim. The master of all means everyone is his servant, from the highest of the created to the lowest of the low. That's the general Kavana we have when we say Adon. Hashem Adnos, that's what we should have in mind. And we'll continue tomorrow.